This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back with the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I can't really think of a time when my coworkers ever saw me naked or half naked, right? You know, usually there's some decorum and you're able to stay dressed. I think actually the only time it might have happened was when we were in residency and in training. The family practice doctors didn't get their own room, obviously. The surgeons did. Surgeons got their own bed. They got their own room. But for us, we had like a little call room with only two beds in it. And so if there was like four of us on call, you just shared a bed. If you had to change, you had to change, whatever. So I'm sure some of my medical school colleagues might have seen me half-dressed. But other than that, it wasn't anything that was required by my employer that I could think of. Now, although in some medical schools, you do have to sometimes examine each other. I didn't in my school, but I think my husband, with chiropractic school, they had to do breast exams on each other and a prostate exam on each other. So one of his colleagues, it was a girl, had to do his prostate exam. He didn't like it. She had long nails. And I guess he had to do the breast exam. It was really awkward. So I think they stopped that. But it was, you know, you guys are doctors and, you know, nudity, we're blind to it. Just examine each other so you guys know what you're doing. Now they get models. They hire people to come in and then you can do what you need to do. So you really don't hear about there being instances where people have to touch each other or see each other naked until today. Apparently a lawsuit was filed, NBC News is reporting, from a woman. Only 23 years old, her name is Jennifer Spargafiore, who is a former Panda Express employee. And during a trust-building exercise, she had to stand in front of a bunch of workers and people she didn't know and undress down to her underwear. It was a trust-building exercise. Now, she could have said no, but she didn't, because apparently she says that in order to get promoted, it's kind of known that you have to go through these seminars and you have to go through these trust building sort of exercises. Now, I might have had a body at one time, right? I'm telling you right now, there is no way with my body I would have ever gotten promoted. Okay? So for me, I would have been like, wait a second, I think I'm going to keep my clothes on because what you see is a lot better than what you don't see, and I don't really see myself getting promoted. But she felt compelled to have to strip. A male coworker also had to do the same thing, stand there in front of a bunch of people, half naked, down to his underwear, and hug it out. Now, a lot of us, our underwear can look like gym clothes. There's gym shorts that can be underwear and a sports bra. So a lot of us can technically, you know, if they say, guys, wear gym clothes, you know, because we're going to be doing some. Still, I just don't see how an employer could even fathom that this be okay. But, you know, if you do feel that there's going to be something where you're going to have to somehow take off your shirt or pants, maybe wear some gym clothes underneath, because those can kind of act as underwear and then act as, yeah. So anyway, so according to this filing, she worked for Panda Express from August 10th, 2016 to July 15th, 2019 in North LA County suburb of Santa Clarita. She and the Alive seminars were often these were a prerequisite to promotion, so much that attendees were required to provide their work ID numbers so seminar fees could be debited directly from their Panda Express employee accounts. They were day-long sessions. They were bizarre and quickly devolved into psychological abuse. And during one session on July 13, 2019, she was pressured into this exercise where she had to strip down in her underwear. She said, stripped down almost naked in front of strangers and coworkers was extremely uncomfortable, but pressed on because she knew it was her only chance of promotion. She said some of the staff were smiling, laughing. That's an ogling. That's inappropriate. That's just, I cannot believe this happened. So, you know, when I see something like this, you know, mind you, we have a lot of crazy claims out there and allegations, but I got to tell you, you know, having worked in multiple industries, you know, sexual harassment, sexual assault, abuse, and stupid is still very pervasive in these industries. And I think the reason why some of these people have been getting away with it for so long is because people are afraid to say something. And, you know, I understand that, you know, I forget what movie that was where somebody was just so outlandish. And there's a variety of movies where the person who was that outlandish was a genius. And they're like, you know what, trust them because, you know, there's some magic to his madness or something like that. There's logic to his madness. And unfortunately, it takes one person to go, wait a second, no. Okay, this really isn't necessary. Yes, I could see why when you have a lover, the taking off the clothes part and letting them see you naked for the first time is very difficult. It does require trust. No one's wrong about that. I mean, you know, you have to hope that that person that sees you naked is not going to laugh, right? You know, is going to want to see you naked again, is going to want to still be your boyfriend, girlfriend, partner, whatever. So yeah, there is some trust building, but that's on an intimate level. That doesn't belong in the workplace. So I'm here to say that we might think that now in 2021 we've done everything we're supposed to be progressive, to be to prevent maybe even over progressive with some things, but where it's at the point where it's starting to discriminate. So we might think that by the year 2021 we've kind of fixed a lot of it, and so that will never happen in the workplace. That will never happen in the workplace, and no. And I watched the show Below Deck. And Below Deck, I think the last season was in 2020. You saw sexual harassment, people goosing each other, touching each other. And that was in the year 2020 when it was filmed. So, we think that everybody got the memo. You can't touch a person's butt or butthole at work. And they're doing it. And they're doing it on TV. So don't think that this type of stuff still doesn't exist. So we'll see what happens with this case, but that's horrifying. And if anybody asks me to take, in fact, you know what? If you ask me once to take off my clothes, you never ask me again. 1-877-DOCTOR, everyone.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hello, I'm a bald person. Which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the EV stocks boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot EV sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Here's just one example of what you can get with the information delivery system from Metals Industry Report. The electronic vehicles market could see a compounded annual growth rate of around 21.1% through 2026, turning into a multi-trillion dollar industry. Text tech to 48542 for more info on the EV market and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with your free subscription to the Metals Industry Report. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word tech to 48542. Text now to get your free subscription from Metals Industry Report. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Text the word tech to 48542. Text tech to 48542.
Show 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So Eli Lilly has this COVID-19 drug combo that is looking fantastic. We got some news a couple days ago where it cuts the risk of hospitalizations and deaths by 87%. These are two Eli Lilly antibody drugs. And the findings come from the Blaze 1 Phase 3 cohort with 769 mild to moderate coronavirus patients who were aged 12 and up. Finally, some studies looking at kids up at high risk of progressing to severe disease. There were 15 events like hospitalizations or deaths in the placebo group, four events in a group of patients taking 700 milligrams of the bamlanivimab and 1,400 milligrams of the etesevimab. Whenever it ends in OB or MOB, that's monoclonal antibodies. Those are antibodies where we're basically giving you the antibodies you haven't yet produced to help block the disease. And they found an 87% risk reduction. They said the company noted four deaths, all of which were associated with COVID-19, but they weren't the ones that got the medicine. They were all in the placebo group. Now, that has to stink when you get the placebo. You think you're getting the medicine and you don't. But unfortunately, whenever they do a study, you know, and they want to see if it works, they'll give it to some. And then, you know, you aren't really at a disadvantage because you weren't going to get the medicine anyway if you weren't a part of the study. So, yeah, but, yeah, some people are pretty upset when they, you know. I mean, but imagine, what if the medicine had side effects? Then you're going to want to be in the placebo. Lilly said the new findings were consistent with other data previously announced, like the cohort involving high-risk patients giving 2,800 milligrams of the bamlanivimab and 2,800 milligrams of the etesevimab. Resulting in a 70% reduction in risk of hospitalization and death. I've never been able to pronounce things correctly. I'm just not good at pronunciation. Yeah, just ask any of my medical school teachers. So these are really, really positive results. Lilly's chief scientific officer says these compelling data, in addition to the recent EUA from the FDA, the CHAMP decision, and the EMA and the recommendation for the therapy of the National Institutes of COVID Treatment Guidelines, gives healthcare providers additional information regarding the use of these monoclonal antibodies together as potentially life-saving treatment to help those at risk of severe complications. Dr. Skrovinsky, who is Lilly's chief scientific officer, his name I can pronounce, added the results show that the drugs remain effective despite the recent concerning variants, particularly those coursing throughout the United States. So this is a game changer. So whenever we try to fight a virus like COVID, and we try to fight it on multiple fronts, all right, we want to be able to treat it. We also want to be able to prevent it. So the prevention part is going to be the masks, social distancing. I mean, hopefully they're good masks, but we've debated how efficacious the masks are. But another study came out saying the masks worked. Fine, the masks worked. We'll go with that. So the masks, the social distancing, but also the vaccine. All right, we can't be doing masks and social distancing forever. You can see people don't want it. Look at the spring breakers. They just don't want it. People don't, it's just, you know, if they don't want it, if they're not on board, you could mandate it, people are going to revolt. So we need to get the vaccines out. But then we also need to be able to, well, what if the vaccines aren't good enough? Do we have treatment? It's a 1-2 punch. So we do need treatments. We do need to improve the way we treat it. So this is exactly what we need to do. These pharmaceutical companies, I know there's a lot of debate on why these pharmaceutical companies can't be sued, you know, for vaccine reactions, and I get how frustrating that is for people. But these, remember, a pharmaceutical company, for it to take the chance that it's taking, it needs to know that they're not going to be decimated and have to go bankrupt as a result. If a pharmaceutical company could get sued for a side effect to a vaccine, then they will say, I'll pass. It's just not worth it. Like we talked about, there's a Utah woman that they're investigating now because she was 39 years old and died after her second Moderna dose. So, again, it's rare. You know, any sort of vaccine reaction is very, very rare. But because it could still be out there, you know, there's always that potential. So when it comes to the vaccines, you can't sue. You can't sue the government either. The government has a fund to help you with your medical bills and all that. But I think we are going to see some lawsuits if we start seeing mandatory vaccines. When you start to force somebody to get a vaccine and they have a reaction, that'll be interesting. But currently, the mandatory vaccines for schools, we aren't seeing lawsuits if there's a side effect. We aren't even seeing any actual. We aren't really seeing any media of it, so maybe there are. But there is supposed to be a fund that the U.S. government has to help those people that have a side effect to the vaccine. Why? Well, because nothing is 100% safe. Nothing is 100% perfect. They might be 99.99999% safe, But when that one in a blue moon chance happens, it could scare everybody. People might not want to get vaccinated. Then we lose all the progress we've made on the infectious disease front. So, you know, it is frustrating. Now, when it comes to monoclonal antibody treatments and medical treatments, yeah, those can be. You can sue a pharmaceutical company if there's an issue. You can't sue a generic company. Then you could sue a pharmaceutical company because there's a bunch of different people that make generics. It's a lot harder to sue a generic company unless there's something really tied to a lot where there was something wrong with a particular lot. But if somebody has a reaction to generic Ambien, you can't sue them. If they took a brand name, you could sue the company. So it's a little tricky. And, you know, pharmaceutical companies, it's tough. Because, you know, people get a little nervous that they might, you know, get off scot-free and not be able to, you know, be sued if there's an issue. And I'm telling you right now, they aren't scot-free. You know, these pharmaceutical companies, I've been watching their stocks, obviously. You know, I mean, the littlest news on, you know, something going wrong with the medication just causes, you know, like if there's a bad batch, it just causes drops. I think there was a Johnson & Johnson batch. Something happened in Europe or a foreign country with one batch that they had to stop giving and they had to give it, or it might have been AstraZeneca. And it was, and you know, so all of a sudden, you know, what happens to the stock? So it's the being in a pharmaceutical company, I know nobody's kind of crying them a river, but they definitely have challenges, especially with taking that leap when it comes to vaccines. So there has to be those promises on the other end. Now, we're being told that antibiotics were overused in the coronavirus patients hospitalized early on in the pandemic. Well, of course, because people thought it was bacterial pneumonia. So Fox News is reporting that the majority of patients hospitalized with COVID-19 at the start of the pandemic were overprescribed antibiotics. And that was between February to July 2020, when few therapies and treatments were available to treat those. So thank God we're getting these monoclonal antibody treatments. But last year, doctors were stuck. So the study looked at electronic records of 6,000 hospital admissions, and they found that more than half of the hospital admissions, 52%, resulted in at least one antibiotic prescription. 36% of the admissions resulted in multiple antibiotic prescriptions during hospitalization, and 96% of the cases, the patient received the antibiotic within the first 2 days of being admitted to the hospital. They said, by contrast, only 20% of those admitted with the virus were diagnosed with suspected or confirmed bacterial pneumonia. 9% were diagnosed with a community-acquired urinary tract infection. So that means people were throwing antibiotics at this when they didn't know what to do. Now, keep in mind, doctors also weren't protected by lawsuits. So if you withhold an antibiotic and a person needs it, you're in trouble. So I'm not surprised that when these doctors are like, what do we do? You know, they're going to give everybody everything possible. Now, as a telemedicine physician, I'll tell you right now, I prescribed less antibiotics than I ever have in the year 2020. Because we recognized it was viral. We gave medications that would help. And we said, look, if you are thinking this is a bacterial pneumonia, you need to get your tushy to an urgent care so they can do a chest x-ray. Because if you are getting a bacterial pneumonia, you need to be started on antibiotics immediately. But we, with telemedicine, were not writing antibiotics indiscriminately. Because we didn't want to cause a resistance. Now, why is this news? Well, because if there was a huge prescribing surge of antibiotics, we might see a huge resistance surge. And so that could be something that unfortunately could hurt us when we have an actual bacterial pneumonia, you know, pandemic like we usually do each year with the flu. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As President Joe Biden rolled back several existing border initiatives, the number of people crossing illegally into the United States skyrocketed. In February, despite freezing weather, Border Patrol apprehended over 101,000 illegal border crossings along the southern border. That's according to Jason Jones, a former Texas Department of Public Safety captain. Former CBP director under President Trump, Mark Morgan, telling Fox News the Biden administration is inviting illegal immigrants into the United States.
Their message, the Biden administration has actually been crystal clear, and their message is our borders are open, and come on in, and when you do, we're going to release you into the United States.
The Biden administration set to secure another 100 million doses of the single-shot Johnson & Johnson vaccine. You're listening to USA Radio News. Texas's mask mandate ends on Wednesday, and businesses are allowed to operate at 100% capacity. Governor Greg Abbott's executive order prohibits local governments from enforcing their own mask requirements. However, masks can still be required at private businesses and federal property. Some Jewish conservatives plan to celebrate the end of the COVID restriction with a mask-burning party. An online advertisement for the outdoor event says people who can attend can burn their masks at a communal bonfire. Alaska taking a big step regarding eligibility for COVID-19 vaccinations.
Alaska has become the first state to offer COVID vaccinations to all eligible residents. Governor Mike Dunleavy announced Tuesday that effective immediately, any individual living or working in the state over the age of 16 can get the shot. According to the CDC, Alaska has administered more shots per 100,000 people than any other state in the union. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we got some breaking news. The House has passed Biden's $1.9 trillion COVID relief bill. $1,400 checks are supposed to hit the post office next week. You can see the music in the background. Some people are happy about the money. This is probably President Biden's big win. He's not going to sign it, though, until Friday. But then I believe he's going to kind of fly around the country to sell the package. But the House action came after the Senate was able to make some agreements. They kind of went for a few days trying to go back and forth. And I believe the only Democrat that voted against it was Representative Jared Golden of Maine. But it was pretty much party lines, 220 to 211. And it has the stimulus checks for Americans, the boosted unemployment benefits of that extra $300 per week. That will go all the way until September 6th. And then there's supposed to be funds that goes to state, local governments, funding for vaccines. And so, you know, there's been some pushback. People ask, why would anybody oppose this? Well, if you break down some of the numbers and the amount that, you know, Americans directly got was not that much, you know, but, you know, I understand states need money, you know, governments need money. I'm already seeing what's happening, you know, from a school district front, you know, when states don't have money. So, you know, was there a lot of pork? Probably. But they, you know, they wanted $1.9 trillion. They got $1.9 trillion. You know, when everybody asks, what do we do about the debt? You know, we're in debt. We are in debt. You know, I don't know how that manifests because I pay a crap load of taxes. I mean, we all do. So I don't know how that manifests, what this $1.9 trillion does to deficit and all that. But what I do know is the stimulus checks help. The Paycheck Protection Program helps small businesses. It's just, it's a shame that that part is only a small percentage of the $1.9 trillion coronavirus. But you know what? We'll take what we could get. So every Democrats have one voted for it. Every Republican voted against it. And so apparently Democrats were able to pass it under special budget reconciliation rules that allowed to get through Senate without being subject to a Republican filibuster. And so these, you know, this has been kind of a long time coming in terms of, you know, they were able to impeach, you know, President Trump, you know, pretty quickly. And that happened within hours. But this, it kind of dragged on. So right now, there's going to be $1,400 payments that are going to go to Americans that I guess already have the, they should see it in the bank, I believe, next week, if they do already have the electronic communication with the IRS. The phase-out will stop at $80,000. So if you do make more than $80,000 a year, you will not get a stimulus check. Under the earlier House-passed version, the cash payment would have phased out for singles with incomes between $75,000 and $100,000. Under the original House bill, the cash payment for married couples phased out between $150,000 and $200,000. But when the Senate bill, it stops at about $160,000. So $80 a person, $160,000 combined. That's still, that's a lot of, you know, people making combined $160,000 a year still get a stimulus check. It's still pretty good. Most Americans will still get the full amount. The median household income was about $68,700 in 2019. 8 million fewer households, they said, will get a check under the Senate bill compared to what the House had passed. And then state governments. Senate passed bill provides $350 billion for state and local governments, but adds the stipulation that the money can only cover costs incurred by the end of 2024. The Senate bill also prohibits states, according to Daily Mail, from using the money to offset tax cuts, nor can it be used to shore up a pension fund. The bill also requires that small states get at least the amount they received under virus legislation that Congress passed last March. Lawmakers are looking to focus the money on covering costs and revenue shortfalls arising from the pandemic. So what happened in the Senate, when the Senate duked it out, they wanted to make sure that small states were getting screwed because of the more, you know, larger democratically run states. Aids for the jobless, $300 extra a week, so that's an extra $1,200 a month. Up until September 6th, at the first $10,200 of benefits would be non-taxable. The provision applies to households with incomes under $150,000. Passage came after compromise. They originally wanted $400 a week, and the extension ran through August 29th, so they gave it an extra week, but they knocked it down a little bit. Again, this was kind of tricky. I had kind of hoped that by the summer, it would have started to sunset with a very easy switch where they could do it month to month you know, allowing the unemployment benefits to extend, because once places are able to reopen, they need people coming back to work. And if somebody's making more money on unemployment with the additional, they're not going to want to go back to work, and then the businesses don't get to open up. So, you know, $300 a week, you know, it's probably a compromise in hopes that people still make more money than unemployment, but they don't make so much that they don't want to go back to work. Hospitals are going to get money. Hospital trade groups lobbied senators to tack on more money for hospitals to maintain sufficient staffing, purchase PPE. So the Senate bill adds an extra $8.5 billion for rural providers of COVID-19 relief. Now, that's nice, but you see, $8.5 billion compared to $1.9 trillion. Health insurance. Workers who lost their job could remain on their company's health plan, the COBRA, for up to 18 months. But they got to pay. It's expensive. So the House bill temporarily subsidizes 85% of the insurance premiums, which can be expensive. The bill that passed the Senate includes 100% subsidy of COBRA health insurance premiums to ensure that the laid-off workers can remain on their employer health plans at no cost through the end of September. And that's pretty cool. And then provisions for children and students. So the bill provides $7.5 billion for vaccine distribution, along with $48 billion for testing and contract tracing. Provides $39 billion for child care. You know, women have been kind of kept out of the workforce because, you know, there's schools. And so we want, you know, if schools can reopen, and then hopefully that allows women to be able to get back into the workplace. Schools and universities will get $160 billion in direct aid. But there are provisions to make sure it gets spent in the next few years. It also expands the child tax credit to $3,000 per child in a provision projected to cause a steep drop in child poverty. It increases $1,000 for the current credit, fully refundable on tax returns, and an additional $600 if you've got a kid under six. Now, Amtrak is going to get $200 million on top of the $1.5 billion in the House. They're going to get a $1.7 billion. Amtrak. There's also an additional $510 million for homeless services under FEMA and $178 million for the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. All COVID-19 student loan relief would be tax-free. There will not be the $15 minimum wage hike because of the reconciliation rules. They weren't able to tack that on. The Senate... House, that I believe, wanted to have a $15 an hour, or the Senate, by 2025, and the parliamentary rules said the minimum wage increase violated stricter budget rules, so it really couldn't be in the passage, and you really need 60 votes for that. So, you know, things are changing. You know, when it comes to minimum wage, we've spoken about that. There's already a lot of states that have the minimum wage higher, so many states have already gone around it, but unfortunately we do have some states where the minimum wage is still at the $7 an hour. Trying to up those states to the 15, if they were able to earlier and get that voted in, there would have been the increases. Unfortunately, it looks like small business, and with the way the economies are in those sections, they can't go up to 15. Maybe there needs to be a, even though 2025 is 4 years from now, maybe, you know, maybe they need to kind of shoot, well, let's go for $10. Let's at least get it up to $10 an hour. You know, something like that. But still, you know, when you increase minimum wage, there's job loss. And the Congressional Budget Office had kind of mentioned that millions of people would lose their jobs with that. So that's going to be tricky. But anyway, that's the breaking news. House bill is passed. It's going to go to Joe Biden's desk by Friday. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So if you could avoid jail, I would. Because for those of us that like our showers, apparently one inmate is suing because he wasn't able to take a shower for more than 5 months. This was a paraplegic inmate at a St. Louis jail. Has not been able to shower for more than 5 months because the facility is not equipped to accommodate people who need wheelchairs. So advocacy groups are arguing in this new federal lawsuit. Anthony Tillman, 39 years old, was given a wash basin and a rag, but he is unable to use them to fully clean himself because of his physical limitations. It's according to a lawsuit. St. Louis City Justice Center, where he has been jailed since October 5th, has no showers for people in wheelchairs. That violates the Americans with Disabilities Act, according to the lawsuit. They seek a court order requiring the lockup to provide access to a shower that accommodates his disability. He says, I just want to be treated fair, like everyone else is supposed to be treated. Yeah, I would need my shower. I know he broke the law, but I think if I was his roommate, I'd want him to shower too. The suit says Tillman has a bullet lodged in his back from a 2017 shooting. Says during a previous stint in the jail on different charges, he fell in the jail shower in February 2020, cut himself. That led to a blood infection and other complications. Now he is jailed on charges alleging that he fired on a vehicle that had a child in it. So the jail has had three inmate uprisings since December, including a violent outbreak in February where 117 inmates set fires and tossed items out of the windows. Remember that? Advocates said the inmates were upset about jail conditions and lax COVID-19 protocols. So, yeah, there's got to be some changes there. That's a shame. There's another lawsuit going on in Colorado when an 11-year-old with autism was arrested. The mother of a Colorado boy has filed a federal lawsuit yesterday alleging that school officials and sheriff deputies in a suburban Denver county aggressively handcuffed and detained an 11-year-old back in 2019 for hours after he poked a classmate with a pencil. The lawsuit seeking unspecified damages contends that deputies left the boy handcuffed and alone for 2 hours. It says officials didn't seek medical attention for the boy when he banged his head on a plexiglass partition in a patrol car, and that he was held in the youth detention center on various assault and resisting arrest charges until his parents could post a $25,000 bond. Now, the lawsuit has been filed with the ACLU of Colorado. So this happened on August 29th of 2019 when he poked a classmate with a pencil after the classmate wrote on him with a marker at Sagewood Middle School in the Douglas County town of Parker. The boy is identified as AV, is sensitive to touch, became agitated when the classmate used the marker. Now, the boy, they said, was calming down with the help of a school psychologist when school resource police officers notified by the school's principal arrived and the boy was arrested. He was handcuffed, taken into custody for investigation of misdemeanor assault for allegedly injuring his classmate, 2 charges of misdemeanor harassment for allegedly striking school staff, a second-degree felony assault of a peace officer, and a misdemeanor count of resisting arrest. Now, the charges were later dropped. But, you know, we've spoken about how now where I think we're at the number of 1 in 36 people are on some point of the autism spectrum. And kids with autism may act out a little more violently. And when teachers try to restrain them, they get themselves in trouble. So many schools are now of the mind of, look, we're not going to engage. We're not going to try to hold them down. If they are flaying and punching, we will try to contain and get the police involved. So when the police gets involved, for them to restrain, rather than using zip ties that I think got them in trouble in the past, they'll use handcuffs. But when you have a child with autism that doesn't understand why they're being restrained, they will flay and convulse and be very agitated. So we can't, I know in the past, you know, decades ago they'd like use tranquilizers. I don't believe that's legal. You can't use a tranquilizer. So we have to restrain them non-chemically, which is understandable. Having nieces and nephews with autism, I wouldn't want anybody drugging my kid inappropriately, especially when they don't have any sort of medical reason to be drugged or the person doing it has no medical training. But then there's physical restraints then being used. And so, unfortunately, that causes a lot of debates on what to do when you have a child that might be acting violent. And I don't think there's a very well written out plan. So the mom of the boy said, when we saw him, his forehead and arms were so swollen and bruised. She said, after we bailed him out, he wouldn't eat and he wouldn't speak. He was definitely traumatized. We all are. So the lawsuit claims that the school district and three sheriff's deputies acting as school resource officers violated the child's rights with the Americans with Disabilities Act. Seeks unspecified damages from the Douglas County School District, Douglas County Sheriff Tony Spurlock, and three school resource officers. They say the officers violated the boy's Fourth Amendment right to be free from unreasonable seizure and excessive force. So the sheriff's office said, we receive a call for service, especially one that involves a criminal allegation, we must respond. In this particular incident, it was reported that a student had stabbed another student with a pair of scissors. It was also reported that a staff member was assaulted. Sheriff's office did not elaborate. So according to the lawsuit, the school's principal told two responding officers that the classmate had asked the boy to stop doing something in class, and the boy responded by stabbing him with a pencil. The lawsuit claimed that the principal and the school's dean of students alleged that then he pushed past him when asked to leave the classroom. So was it, you know, assault? So I don't know what the answer is. You know, it's frightening because schools are damned if they do, damned if they don't. They have to protect the students getting stabbed with a pencil. And mind you, I've seen pencils cause blindness, you know, but they also have to protect the student that has a disability. And I don't know what the answer is. It's, you know, there are, if there could be like a safe room that you contain the child in, and I don't know if then that violates the seizure, you know, in terms confining, if that violates some rule confining, but if there's a safe room that the child could be in where there's nobody else they could hurt and they can't hurt themselves, although they can bang against the wall and things like that until police could come. But, you know, we need police that are trained in how to deal with autistic children. Many of them will calm down with a parent. But with autism, remember, these autistic kids are very, very smart. They are smarter than the rest of society. Where they have deficits in is engaging socially. So sometimes they won't respond to mom. Sometimes they won't respond to a kind voice. And because they are, I'm not going to be confined. I mean, they're working on a higher intelligence level, and many times we have to take them from their intelligence level and bring them down to our level, and it's frustrating for many of them. So that's just heartbreaking. This, you know, it's just heartbreaking all around. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Texas has officially lifted their COVID-19 restrictions today. No more mask mandates. Businesses can function at full capacity. If you want to wear a mask, you still can. Some retailers, grocery stores, restaurant chains said they will require masks be worn in their business. Remember, they're going to want to cater to the population that they think they're going to have enter the store. So if you have customers that are going to want a safe place, if you have staff, they're going to want to feel safe, they're going to still wear the mask, they're going to still social distance. If you have others that are saying, look, we're all going to mask up, but if you don't want to wear a mask, we're going to be open. There's going to be, like I said, the free businesses and the safe businesses. They're going to probably kind of coin a term for those. And they're going to, I guess, attract, and we'll see what ends up happening if the ones that still want the mask and the social distancing end up flourishing and the ones that are full Monty, you know, have issues or vice versa. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.